ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Yosef Bloch. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara starts off with explaining the Mishnah on Membeis and Membeis. The Mishnah says, HaMoitze Kelim, Valeim Tzurus Chama, Tzurus Levana, Tzurus Darka, Nilichem Li'am HaMelech. There are three Tzurus that when you find on Kelim, you assume that they were Nevad. These kelim were served as avodah zarah, because these tzuras are very common to be tzuras that are never by the goyim. That is chama and levana and darkin, sun and the moon and darkin. Rashi and Tais explain that on the Mishnah. How does this work with the first Mishnah in the Perek? Rashi says we're going like the shita of the Rabbanon of Rameyer, that the only tzur that uchaysh was never if it's yesh biyodei makah leitzipor. So that's why dafka these tzuras were being meisiv chama levana and darkain, because all other tzuras stam tzuras are mutter. Taisva says that even according to Rameyer in the beginning of the perek, that tzchayish is for all tzuras. Over here we're talking about tzuras that are on kalim. Tzuras that are on kalim are not usually nevad; usually just there to decorate the kli. By these three that are common to be nevad, we assume even on a keli that they're nevad. Upon them, the three tzuras the Mishnah discusses is Chama, Levana, and Darkain. The Gemara over here explains what is Darkain. Tanur Rabbanon, Ezer tzuras Darkain. Pirush Shem Ben Elazar, Kol Sheyeshli Tzitzim Ben Prokov. Machvir Abasi Ben Pirkei Tzavar. What exactly is this Darkain that we're talking about? The Gemara explains that it has Tzitzim on the neck. Rashi's Lashon is, it's Kemin Nochash, some type of a snake. They bring a tshuva from Merami Rutenberg. He says, Kol Yomai Yisitoma, I always wondered, what is this nochash that it's meyuchid? We're saying, these three things in the Mishnah are meyuchid, that is very common to be nevad by all goyim. What is the nochash? He says, Eva Oshis, it says in Parshas Bereishis that the nochash doesn't have a good relationship with a person at all. What is the nochash meyuchid that they should be over it? Until they found in the ksavim of Rab Shabsoi Chacham that it doesn't mean a pasha to snake who briach b'shemayim moishal b'cholam azolis. It's some type of figure in the shemayim which is daima tanochash, which is a briach in the shemayim that is moishal b'cholam azolis. And emes is we find this lashon in Mishainim similar to that. We're not talking about a simple nochash. The Beis Yosef and Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, when he brings the din of Darkain, he says, Kosov Amordchai, Darkain hu nochash briach b'shamayim, u'shmoy tali ha-godoil u'moyishol b'mazolis. U'mashum hochi choshev lei b'hadi tzuris tzcham olavona. He says also this briach b'shamayim, and he's medayik from the fact that the Mishnah puts it together with tzcham and levona, they see it's a similar type of inyan. Even by Chama and Levana itself, the Darkei Moshe brings in Kuf Mem Aleph, the Pirush HaMishnayos by us, that the Pirush HaMishnayos speaks out. We're not talking about Einin Yonish Yimtza Ogul V'Yemizah Yigal Shavish. It says it doesn't mean that you made a round circle that looks like the sun, like Keshes Ogul or shaped like the moon. He says it's talking about different symbols that they had that represent the Kayach of the sun, or symbols that represent the Kayach of the moon. We're not talking about a picture of the sun and the moon itself. That's what the Mishnah is talking about, the Medayik, Lashon Rashi. Also on the Mishnah like that, Rashi's Lashon is Tzuras Chama, Mazel Chama, Chen Levona. It means it had on it some type of picture of the Mazel Chama, the Mazel Levona, that these were in Yonim, that they were Ovid. The Shachan in Kuf Mem Aleph, on that Ramah, that brings the Pirush HaMishnayos, is Meirich, that some Achrayim learned Ramah as being Moisif, that it doesn't have to be the Chama, a Tzura of the Chama itself. It could even be a Tzura of these symbols of the Koyach HaChama. The Shach is Mayrich, that's not the Pshat in Ramah. Ramah means Dafka. The Ramah in Pirush HaMishnayos means Dafka. The only time that we assume it's Nevad is we find these pictures of that the Goyim used for things that represented to them the Koyach of the Chama. But a picture of the Chama itself does not have this Chazakah that we should assume that it's a nevad more than any tzura. The Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara brings a ma'isa. Om Rabbi Shu ben Levi pamachas isi mahalach acher blazer kafa beribi baderech motzah shom tabas v'leh tzuras darkin motzah v'chovim kotem v'leomalai klum Motzei v'cholim godol v'omol le'bitlo sotro y'bitlo. The Gemara brings a ma'aseh. The blazer kafa found a tabas that had a tzuras darken on it, and he passed by a goy, a katan, and he did not ask him to be mevatel it. Then he found the goy, a godol, and he forced him. He was sotro until he was mevatel it. And the Gemara says, Shmami not klas. We hear from him this ma'aseh, three halachas. Shmami not v'cholim mevatel v'yitzcholim shaloi v'shalchaveiri. We hear that a guy can be mevatel of a desire that does not belong to him. Ushmami no yedeya betiv shal avaydus kechavim mishamshay mevatel, v'she'eini yedeya betiv avaydus kechavim mishamshay eini mevatel. Only a guy that's familiar with the inyanim of the avaydus zara, which is familiar with the service of this avaydus zara, of avaydus zara in general, can be mevatel avaydus zara. And one that's not yedeya betiv avaydus kechavim can't be mevatel, because you see that he was not happy with the katan being mevatel. He waited until he found the gadol, because the katan is any a day with two of its chavim. Shmami no third halacha that even chavim mevatel bal karchet, even though he forced him to mevatel it, it's still considered a bittel. There's an interesting shaila. The Gemara is mashma that the whole problem of katan is because he's any a day petiv of its chavim. Means it's not that a katan, we find many places in Shas, a katan's Machshava is nothing. A cotton is a lav bar das. We more doesn't say because a cotton is not bekoyach to make a bittel because his machshava doesn't count. It's not a serious machshava. The Gemara says only because he's ain yedeya betiv avaydus kechavim. It has to do with the fact that the cotton is not familiar with the tiv avaydus kechavim, and ubi hu adin by a gadol is not familiar with the tiv avaydus kechavim. The way the Gemara words the Shvami, no, it's not tafka by a cotton. Ubi hu adin by any guy, even a gadol, who's not familiar with Tiv Avedis Kechavim. B'sheisif Taka brings, in Shulchan Aruch, it's the Gemara Vaita and Daf Samach Dalet, the Gemara declares about a Ger Toshav. If a Ger Toshav can be Mevatel Avedis Kechavim, since a Ger Toshav is someone that was Mekabel, a guy that was Mekabel, not to be Oivir Avedis Zohar, so he has no Shaychas Avedis Zohar, the Gemara is Mestapik, Ger Toshav Ma'u Sheyivatel Avedis Kechavim. Do you say the polach mevatel, the lay polach lay mevatel? Only one that is oved that serves of avodah zara could be mevatel. Idul makol the bar mina mevatel. Anyone that's a min of goy of avodah kechavim of avodah kechavim could be mevatel. And the Gemara says, Amalur of Nachman mestavra the polach mevatel, the lay polach lay mevatel. It's mestavra to say that only a goy that serves of avodah zara could be mevatel, and one that doesn't serve of avodah zara can't be mevatel. So Rabbi Yosef says, we hear from this Gemara, we pass from this Gemara, that a bittel is only shaykh by a goy that's a polach, and by a ger toshav not. And Dr. Rabbi Yosef, who are the Yishma'elim bizmaneinu, the Arabs, the Muslims, who are not oivdei by the Zohar, they can't be mevatel by the Zohar, because they're like polach, they don't serve by the Zohar. The Gemara by us seems like a similar din. Someone's any idea, b'tiv avaydis kechavim, he can't be mevatel it. In Takira, Chachmas Adam is mistapik. If today's goyim, that many of them, or most of them, are not familiar at all with the nyanim of Avodah Zarah, then maybe they're not bekoyach to do a bittel, to be mevatel on Avodah Zarah, because the diskamora, any day, betiv, Avodah Zkechavim, is any yachal avatel. There's an interesting Erechayim in the parsha of Shechem, that it says when the Shvatim took the Avodah Zarah from Shechem, Yaakov told them, Hesiru Elihei Anecha Shevikir Bechem, that they should get rid of the Avodah Zarah. The Erechayim discusses that why couldn't they, it says they only killed the Zcharim of Shechem, and the Noshim they left over, the woman they left over, so why couldn't they go ahead and be Mevatel, the Avodah Zarah that they captured from Shechem? So the Erechayim brings out Gemara, which says that she'ini yedei b'tiv avodah zara mishamshei eini mevatel, and he says v'anoshim dinam kekatan, that the noshim, just like the Gemara says be'as a katan is eini yedei, the noshim is also eini yedei, so they can't be mevatel. It's not clear exactly why the Erechayim nemzon the noshim are not familiar with inyanei avodah zara, but al kol panim he's also learning that it's not a din dafka of katan. The noshim has das for kol tarakula. The side of the Gemara is eini yedei b'tiv avodah zara. The Loshna Rambam in Perek Ches, Avodah Zkechav Malachates, it's a little bit interesting. The Rambam brings us two halachas. First he says, Avodah Zkechavim, Katan, Oshoita, Eine Mevatel, Avodah Zkechavim. a guy who's a katan or a shaita cannot be mevatel. And then he continues, and he says, Misha eine oivir avedis chavim ein bitul ei bitul. He brings the Gemara on the Samach Dalad, that a guy who doesn't serve avedis zara, eine oivir avedis chavim ein bitul ei bitul. It would be mashva in the Rambam, that our Gemara is a din and katan or shaita. The Rambam doesn't say a klal, anyone that's any idea, a tiv avedis zara. He says a katan or a shaita cannot be mevatel avedis zara. However, the Kesef Mishnah, on the Rambam says, Mashakasa Rabbeinu, Evichavim Shaita, the Kivin the Shaita, who, the Mikri Yedeya B'tiv Avedis Chavim. He says it's all the same inside. A Katan or a Shaita are cases of Eidi Yedeya B'tiv Avedis Chavim. Chen Kshayin Evid Avedis Chavim, same idea when a guy that doesn't do Avedis Zara, there's also Eidi Yedeya B'tiv Avedis Chavim. So he learns also that the Rambam doesn't mean Davka, a Katan or a Shaita. Now, the Seder Avedah, Claire's an interesting shaila that we had in the sugis before, that there's such a thing as being mevatel avodah zara, believe, there's a bittel believe, and there's a bittel sometimes like the yiyush, the mishnah vaita, avichavim sheinucho avdeha, what the Gemara says before, misura miyayish, the Gemara and daf membeis, misura miyayish, there's cases that you could be mevatel without doing a maisa bittel. So, it could be such cases, it could be bestopic, that maybe a kotter is not pekayach to do a bittel, which is called kulei belev. The Gemara over here is talking about a bittel b'maisa, that the guy did something to Avodah Zarah. Maybe a bittel that's only tali in lev or in yish, maybe a guy, maybe a kotter is not a bar yish or a bar kavona belev. That's yeshless topic. The Raman, Semen Kuf Membov, Sev Zayin, brings a chilek from the Mordechai, Benigeya, the third Shmamino of the Gemara, that Ivikhav Mevatal Bal Korchoi, he brings a similar chilek that this that we say in the Gemara, Goy could be Mevatal Bal Korchoi, that's only when he's doing a bittel of a maisa. He does a shvira, or he does something, a maisa bezoyin, Teravet Zara, but a bittel ba mira, that a Goy could be Mevatal ba mira, or belave, that cannot be done Bal Korchoi, that's only Mirotzen. If you force the Goy to say an Amira of bittel, that he speaks out that he's not machshav the way d'zor anymore. That such type of bittul you cannot do bal korche. That's only meritzayne. It's only a bittul of a maisa that can be done bal korche. More on the bottom of the amud, Tanan Hossam starts a big sugya, the inyan of asiyas tzurais, the surim of which forms, which tzurais it's also to make and which ones are also to hold. The more starts off in the beginning. Dmus tzuris levona is hoyle. Gamliel bal yaseir. Gamliel had tzuris of different shapes of levonis. That when the Edom used to come for kiddush achaydish, he would show them the different forms to ask them kazeri isem. You see like this or like that. And the Mor goes on to ask that there's an iser lisasan iti lisasan kedmus shamoshayim shamshim levona. That there's an iser in the Torah not to make the shamoshim that are mashamish in front of Hashem, which is the Chama Levana and the Mazalos. So how did Rav Gamliel have such tzuris? Amar Abaye, the Yosra Teiru L'Shamoshim She'efsa L'Asas K'moysim. K'tanya, the Yas Adam Bayis, Tabnes Eichel, Achsadra, Tabnes Ulam, Chotza, Tabnes Azara, Shulchan, Tabnes Shulchan. Abaye says, no, the Pasuk is not going on the Shamoshim like Chama Levana and Mazalos, because those we can't really make a tzuris that's the same size and shape as the real ones. It's only talking about ones that are efshel asis kemois, and it means the shamoshim that are meshamish in the base of mikdash, the kalim in the base of mikdash, or the tzur of the bayis itself, which somebody could imitate and make the same exact tzur with the same measurements as the shulchan and the menorah and the tzur of the ulam. Those things the Torah is asking, those are the type of shamoshim, a meshamshim lefana that the Torah is asking with this lav, because those are things that are possible for us to make the same. At this point, that's the Gemara's making the pasuk. Later on, the Gemara goes, the Gemara brings other members from Abaya and from other Amiroyim that is Isser even on other types of tzuris that are not Efshalasis Kamaisam. Kapanam, this halacha states that there's an Isser layasa odam bayis tavnas heichel achsadra tavnas ulam. A person's not allowed to make something daimah to the tzura of the base of Migdash or the kelim in the base of Migdash. Mechaschinach in mitzvah lamates brings an interesting nekuda here, that it sounds like from the Gemara that this iser le'asa odem bayis tavnas heichel is from the pasuk of le'sasan iti le'sasan kedemus shamoshai. The Rambam, when he brings that pasuk leisasun iti, he brings with the maskanas haGemara that it includes other tzuras of avodah zara and other tzuras of chama levana. The Rambam's lashon is in Paragimel Halacha Yud. Also, lasis tzuras lenoi afal pisha ein avodah zichavim. It's also to make tzuras even for noi, even if they're not for avodah zara. Shenemer leisasun iti. The reason for this is, Dr. Rambam, is that people shouldn't be toye and think that they're made for avodah zarah and be nimshach to avodah zarah. And the Rambam goes on to explain there that the Torah only asks that a tzuras adam, and then he adds later a tzura of chama and levana and mazolos, but other tzuras are not also, like we'll see later in the Gemara. So the Rambam Mashmar Mechaschinich is medayik that this Isser of Lissasan Iti, the Isser of making tzuras, has to do with Avodah Zarah. Kadesh liyitu bematoyim vidamu shehem avodas kechavim. But Mashenkein, the Isser of making bayis tav neseichel, making kelim in the same tzura as they are in the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam brings that down in Hilchas Beis HaBechira. He doesn't bring that in Hilchas avodas kechavim. He brings it in Hilchas Beis HaBechira. Mechaschinich is medayik. It's mashma from the Rambam that Isra has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. It's an Isra because of Meir Mikdash, he says, because of Yira from the Mikdash, that we shouldn't try to imitate the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Like the Mechaz Chinuch, L'chayr, it's a big nafkamina. He says, we have a klal, any Avizrayu, the Avodah Zarah, is Yarek Valyavar, the Sholosh Chamurus, Avodah Zarah, Gilirayas, and Shrichas Damim, that are Yarek Valyavar, a person's Mechayv to give up his life, not to be over these Avodahs. It's not just for the Aveir itself, it's even for Avizrayu, even for Pratim, even for the Rabbanans of them, or for Minhagim of them, anything that has to do with those Yisurim is called Avizrayu, and a person is Mechayiv to be Meis and Nefesh for them. So Zok to Mechaz Chinuch, that if the Rambam is telling us that the Isra of Asiyas Tzurais is Kadesh L'Yitu B'Matoyim V'Yidamu She'em L'Avedis Kechavim, that means this Isra is one of the Yisurim of Avodah Zarah, because it's going to bring people to Avodah Zarah. Zok to Mechaz Chinuch, that's Avizrayu, the Avodah Zarah. And a person's mechuyev yarek v'yavet to beis hadefesh fit. Mashenkin, he says the way it's mashmer, this Rambam brings these in beis habechira, comes out that this is a totally different isser. The isser making kalim doyma to the mishkan is the isser of meir migdash, and on that it's not a bezayi da v'dezor. It should be like any lab, which it should be yavet v'yehorek. There's no chiv mesirus nefesh of them. The cheschinuch is niskash on it because the Gemara Beos says that it's from the same pasuk v'lisas and iti. So how does the Rambam know to be mechalikit? That's a different type of iser than all the other tzuras. Chinuch wants to be mitaritz there. That maybe Rambam learned the maskana. There's a chazara after the Gemara Mabez is going to be Moikim, the pasuk like Sasan Iti is teaching us other tzuras. At that point, Rambam learned the Gemara was chayzer, and this iser is a different iser. Is the iser of Meir Migdash. Gemara continues and brings a brisa. Tanya l'sasan iti l'sasan k'dumus shamosh em shamshim l'fonei b'moroim. That is iser amrabaya l'osr toira ella b'dumus dal ponim b'hadi adodi. The Gemara answers that there's an iser only on the dal ponim b'hadi adodi. Rashi says p'nei shor v'odim v'aryeh, that the dal ponim that are on the merkava, there's an iser for a person to make a tzura that has those four faces together. And the Gemara goes on that there's even an iser to make a pirtzav of Adam l'chadei, even of just the Adam alone without the dalet upon him. There's a braisa, a memra, a rabbi de breda b'shua, mipirke de b'shua shmi'ali, l'sasan iti, l'sasan oisi, that a person cannot make a tzela melekim, but the mus Adam is also neser in the Torah. Taiz brings a shayla, that the chayra, what's an igeya? The iser of dalet upon him, if we're saying it's also even to make a pirtzav of Adam, the Dal Ponim is Shor, Odom, Aryeh, and Nesher. So Odom is one of them. So once you have a Pirtz of Odom, it should be also just the Pirtz of Odom alone. What's in the Gei, the Isser, to make a Dal Ponim? Taisu says, by us, two terutzim. One teretz is Lava B'Shnei Lavin. It's just the extra Veira there. The other teretz is, if it already had the Pirtz of Odom, and this person went ahead and added the other three, that he's also over in Isser, even though he didn't make the Pirtz of Odom, because he was Mashlim, the Tzura of Dal Ponim. The other Rishonim, Ramban and other Rishonim, say the Kash is not Shver because that's not called a Pirtz of Adam. You can't ask me, you know, when something has four Tzuras, it should be Asra as being a Tzuras Adam, because that doesn't look like an Adam. It's not an Adam. It has to hit four faces. It's not included in it, the Tzuras Adam. That's not considered Tzuras Adam Bechlal. So it's only Asrat, Pirtzav of Dal Panim. And the Gemara continues weiter. The Gemara brings another Braisa. Sasan Isti, Sasan Kedemus Shamoshe, Masham Shamafani Bemorim, Kenefanim, Misrofim, Vachayas Akkadish, Malachi Ashoros. There's Isser to make a Tzura of Malachim, Vachayas Akkadish. On that, the Gemara first says, Amar Abai, the Asr Teril Shamoshim, Shamadra Elyoin. When we're talking about the higher Shamoshim, like the Malachim, not lower ones like our Mishnah, like Chama and Lavana, and like the ones that Rav Gamliel made to show the Edom of Kiddush HaChodesh. Then the Gemara goes on and brings a Braisa, that even Chama Lavana is also Mazolos. The Gemara says maybe that Braisa means La'ivdom. In fact, the Gemara, La'ivdom, even a Shosho Katan, La'ivdom, everything is also, it doesn't have to be Dafka. Chama Mazolos, even from something from an animal. Gemara says Anachanami. Maybe that's the end of the pasuk. Tells us animals, and at the end the Gemara brings a brayser that says Lesasan Iti Lesasan Kedemus Shamoshem Sham Shulun Fanei B'Morim. The Gemara comes out L'Maskana. There is an iser of Asiyas Tzura to make a Tzura of Chama Levana Kechavim Mazolis, which are Shamoshem in the Madar Atachti. The Gemara calls them the lower Shamoshem. There's also iser to make a Tzura of Malachim, which is Shamoshem Shema Madar Elyon, the higher Shamoshem. And is it to make Tzuras Adam? Is it to make Tzuras Dalet Panim? Pnei Shor Adam Aryeh Vinesha. All these things are Nesha with a Sias Tzura. It's also for a person to make such a Tzura, even if he's not going to be over it. Is it Isra in the Torah to make such a Tzura? And there are many Shitas Rishonim exactly in the Halachas of the Isra of a Sias Tzura. I'll try to say over the Ikar Shitas that I brought down over here. There's the Shitas Tosfos in our sugya, and the Rosh in our sugya, that Maskanas HaGemara, these are the only tzuras that are also. The Hainu, you have the tzuras of Shamoshim Shemadra Elyon of Malachim, Shamoshim Shemadra Tachtein, which is the Chamal of Onam Azalois, and the Dalet Ponim of the Merkava and Adam. Those are the only tzuras that the Torah asked. Every other tzura in the world, a person is allowed to make. There's no iser to make any other tzura. Additionally, Taisa's Shita is that even these tzuras that the Torah asserted is only by boilit. Like the brayse that the Gemara brings with Tabas is mechalik if it's boilit or shekeya. It's only if the tzura protrudes, if it's a tzura, it's a form that sticks out. But if it's only an indented thing, shekeya, it's only something that's an indent. And kol shekein, if it's just a picture, a flat surface that has a picture on it, that's not nichlam the isra of asiyas tzuris. It's not aser, not mederaisa, and not medarbonon. Except for Tosis has a suffix by us that maybe chama and levana are different. That chama and levana are an exception to this. That since their tzuris look to us from down here, look flat in the sky. They don't look boilet. They don't look protruding. So since that's the way they look to us, even if a person makes it in an oifen that it's shekeya or that it's flat, he'll be over the iser. But all the other tzuras the Gemara talks about, the mazalis or the malachim or tzuras adam, are only aser if it's a tzura which is boilet. Now Tosfos speaks on Amud Aleph that a rikma, an embroidery, something that's sewn on top of another material, Tais considers that a boilet. That's not called shekeya. That's called something that protrudes because it's another layer on top of the baguette. The Rambam in Perek Zayin, Perek Gimel from Avodas Chav Malachi Yud says, "Hoisa tzura mishukas." If the tzura is indented, a tzura shal samanim, or it's a tzura that's painted on with paint or with colors, oy tzura shereik min ba'arig, or tzura which is embroidered onto an orig, onto a weaved thing. Harei l'mataris. The Rambam's chaylik on Taisus in this prat, besides for the sheets of Rambam itself, which we'll see later, Rambam's chaylik on Taisus in this prat, that a rikma is not called a boilet. Taisus considers rikma a boilet. There's a shita of Taisus in Yuma, besides for the whole sheet of Taisus in Yuma that goes different than Taisus here, but in this prat, the Taisus in Yuma says that mine tzviya in the case of the Rambam, when something is painted on or colored on, that's a third madrega. That's even less than Shekeya. And even in cases, we will see that the Shittas Tosfos and Yuma is that Shekeya is Aser, and Rikma will be Aser, and embroidery will be Aser, but Tzviya is even less than that. When something is just painted on, that's not a Tzura B'chlau. That's Shittas Tosfos B'negei, the Isra of Asiyas Tzura, the love of making a Tzura. Besides for the Asiyas Tzura, the Gemara mentions here in the Braisa of Tabas, also Lahanicha. There's also Isra D'Rabbana, and the Gemara explains, because of Chashada, people shouldn't be Chayshir, that he's keeping it for Avodah Zarah. There's an Isra to keep these things in his house, Tzuras in his house, even when one did not make it. It means if somebody else made the Tzura, so the person was not, somebody else made the Tzura, and I got it from him, so I was not over the love of Asiyas Tzura B'chal, but there's an Isra D'Rabbanan, also Lahanicha, it's also to keep such a Tzura around in your Rishus. Because of Chashad, people will think that what are you keeping it for must be for the purpose of being over it. That's the Issa D'Rabbanan. Shittas Tosfos by us in the Sugi is that Issa D'Rabbanan, the way that Vilna Gaon and Shulchan Aruch learns up from Tosfos, the Rimas Chashani, at the end of the Tosfos, that this Issa D'Rabbanan also only applies to these Tzuras that the Torah asked. Besides for these Tzuras that the Torah asked, any other Tzura a person is allowed to keep in his house from D'Rabbanan, and the Issa D'Rabbanan of Lanicha, Tosfos learns also is only by Boilate and not by Shekeya. A Tzura which is flat, which is not Boilate, there's no Issa D'Rabbanan of Chashada to keep it around. That's Shittas Tosfos in the Sugi. Second Shittah we have here, the Shittas Ramban and Chidushim here in Avodah Zarah. The Ramban learns that all these Tzuras that are Aser Midaraisa, the ones the Gemara Cheshmans, Chama Levana, and Malachim and Dalpanim and Adam, with all the tzuras that are awesome in the Raisa, Zakhtar Ramban, there's no chilik boilit and shekeya. The Gemara never said a chilik boilit and shekeya, but again, this is the Raisa. The Braisa of Tabas, Ramban learns, is not going on this is the Raisa. Anything that's awesome in the Raisa, Asiyas Tzura, Zakhtar Ramban is whether it's boilit, whether it's protrudes, whether it's shekeya, if it's indented, or if it's flat, any tzura is Aser Midaraisa, Asiya. Now, the Chilik of Boilet and Shekeya, which the Gemara makes by Tabas, Dr. Ramban, that price is talking about Shar Tzuras, talking about other Tzuras, which are not Bechlal, the ones that the Gemara said were Nichol and Malav. Dr. Ramban, the Gemara is Mavurin from this price, that there's Issa D'Rabbanan to make Shar Tzuras, Issa D'Rabbanan to create Shar Tzuras, even if you're not going to keep them around in your house, there's Issa and Asiya. A sea of Shar Tzuras is also Midrabbanan. The reason for the Issa Ramban says is also it's Chashada, because of the Chashada that you're making it for Avodah Zarah. And that Issa the Gemara is saying is only by Boilet. So the Issa of Asiyas Shar Tzuras is going to be only by Boilet Midrabbanan. And also there's an Issa, like it says in the Braisa of Tabas, Asa Lahanicha, which is to keep by you, to keep in your Rishus, even Tzuras that you did not make, that somebody else made, that there's no Issa Asiya on, that's also Issa Midrabbanan, of La Shoysa, of Chashada, and on those two Isurim Drabbanan, there's a chilik between Boilet and Shekeya. So comes a later Ramban, we have an Isra, which we don't have according to Tosfos, the Isra Asiya on Shar Tzuras, and in that Isra, there's a Tanai that it should be Boilet. Mashenkin, and this is the Raisa, is chilik on Tosfos, and is Machmir, even on Shekeya. Another Nakuda, Ramban speaks, comes out from the Ramban, that there's an Isra of Chashada, of keeping around your house, Lanicha, even on Shar Tzuras. Not like the Goyim's Medayi from Tais Devei Mas Chashani, that the Issa Chashada applies, also Lashoysai, is on any Tzura. A person is not allowed to keep around any Tzura which is Boilet, is also Midrabbanan, to keep it around your Shus because of a Chashad that you're keeping it for Avodah Zarah. Third Shita in Rishonim is the Shita of the Rabbeinu Meir, and it's brought down in the Mordechai, the Bishayza brings the Mordechai, and it's a Shita of Tosfos and Yuma. This Shita is also gepaskent in the Hagoyis Hashvi in our Sugya, and it's based on a Mechilta, the Tosfos starts off with in Yuma, that the Mechilta's Mashma, that every Tzura is also Midaraisa. It's also to make a Tzura of anything in the world, is also Midaraisa. Tosfos over there, later on in the Tosfos is the Skasha, Tosfos and Yuma, and Dalad, is niskasha, that the sugi by us is mashma, the sugi comes out that it's only by these specific tzuris that are also with their isa. Aber kaponim the mechilta is mashma, that we're answering every tzura, and that's how it goes, Ashri and the Mordechai Paskin. Every tzura is also for a person to make with their isa, even if he's making it not for avodah zarah. And Mamela, the Taisis in Yuma has a whole shaila about the machzairim, that they make different pictures in them, pictures of different briyas, different animals and things. So Taisis over there wants to be mechadish, that there's a chilik, that tzviya, like we mentioned before, that when tzviya, just coloring it or painting it onto a piece of paper, is not a tzura b'chlal. That even if when marbe, Taisin Yuma learns that the mechilta is marbe shar tzuris, and the mechilta is marbe, even shekeya, not only beletas, even a tzura shekas is aser, according to Shitas Taisin Yuma al pita mechilta, but he says tzviya, something that's colored on, is even less than shekeya. Shekeya means when it's indented and doesn't protrude, but something that's just painted on with paint, that's not called a tzura b'chlal, and that's mutter. So that's the Shitas Tosfos in Yuma. Yosef says that Rav Paiske were not choshesh for this shita, that they go like the Pashtas HaGemara by us, that it's only these specific tzuras that the Torah asked that I see on. Chayr, the Tosfos in Yuma, that shita, the first shita in Tosfos in Yuma is going to have to be Miyashiv. The Gemara by us really asked the Kasha that the Sefer the Kro asks even Shul Shul Katan. The Gemara is making that it's La'ivdom. Maskana, they're going to learn that the Gemara that learns all these psukim are going on Asiyah, not La'ivdom, so the Sefer the Kro, that's Marbi, even Shul Shul Katan. Any type of Bria you can't make a Tzura of is going to be going even not La'ivdom, it's going to be going even for Asiyah. That's the sheet of Sachri Shainim. The fourth shita, which is shita of Rambam, the Rambam has a chilik that tzuras Adam. He goes also that only the tzuras that are mentioned in our Gemara are aser basia, but he says tzuras Adam is only aser by beletes, pushatia tzura beletes, a tzura which is beilet is aser by tzuras Adam, and a tzura which is shekeya is not aser by tzuras Adam. Shenki the Rambam in the next halach, halach Yir Aleph says, "Benigei tzuras chama levona kechavim mazolos and malachim are aser, even if they're not boilit." The Achrayim, the Reis Hakelim, and the Rambam have a hard time. Where did the Rambam get this chilik from? The Rambam learns that the chilik of the Gemara boilit and shekeya only applies to tzuras adam. All the other tzuras, malachi ashares or levona mazolos, they're all aser. Whether a shekeya, whether a boilet. Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskins, like Shitas Tosfos, that the Isser is only on boilet, shekeya is mutter, except for chama levana. Like we said, Tosfos over there has a svara that's also even by shekeya. Taz matmiya, that it's shver to be mekel, ein lahakel, he says, negative divya hamban, and char rishonim, that a machmir, even by shekeya, by all the tzuras that are awesome in Atayra. Nengei, the Isid Rabbonon of Lahanicha, Lahashoisa, that it's also to keep it in your Rishos, these tzuras, even if one did not make them, the Ramban in Chidushim, and the Ran quotes it over here, that it's only by tzuras, that's the derech of the Goyim to be over them, that's when there's a chashad, since this whole Isid is based on chashad, only something that the Goyim in these times are oivid, then there's a chashad that he's keeping her for avodah zarah purposes. Mashenki, and something that's not the derech to be oivid, there's no iser chashad to keep it around. The Ramah, however, in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, in the Haggah, in Sif Gimel, at the end of Sif Gimel, the Haggah, the Ramah says, Avol ein la shoysam. Even tzurus, there's not the derech to be oivid anymore, it's an iser drabbono, not to keep it in your shus because of chashad, the shach. In Sivkot Yates learns the Shita Shamal like that, and a few times the Shach repeats that in Kuf Mem Aleph, that the Isra Shaisam is even on things that it's not the derech to be Eivir anymore. This is very much Negeya nowadays. There's a question in the Poiskim about dolls or other play figures that have Tzuras Adam. If there's a problem, most people don't have an issue of Asiyah, they didn't make it themselves, they just bought it. But there's a problem with the Issa Drabbanon
of Osel Anicha, the Isel HaShoisa, it's Chashad. So one could say that it's not the Derech to be Eivet them anymore. There's no Chashad these days. It would fit into Ramban's Heter. But the Shach and the Ramal go, there's no such Heter. There's the Isel HaShoisa. So there are many Paiskim that hold that one should do something to the doll, to deform it, that there shouldn't be an Iser. Others are Mekel. I once heard from Rav Melech Bluth, B'Shem Rav David Feinstein, Shlita, that he's Mekel with it, and he says, since it's not made to look like a real Tzuras Adam, like the statues were made to look like a sculpture of a person, it's made to look like something that's meant for play, so it doesn't go into this Iser, doesn't go into the Iser Chashad. Kapanim is a shayla and the paiskim about it. Another interesting shayla you have in the Igris Moshe brings a tshuva in Chelek Hei, Siman Tes, Aizvav. Somebody asked him about children that are learning how to draw and they're drawing pictures of Cham, of a sun, or of a Levana, the moon, if there's something wrong with that. So Rav Moshe says it's not a good idea to train them to make such pictures, because even though right now when they're still in training, the picture's not going to come out anything looking like a real picture of a sun. But the point of the training is eventually to train them to do well. And once they're going to do well, they're going to get into the Isser of Asiyas Tzura, which the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, by Cham and Levana, like the Svar of Taisus, by Cham and Levana, is even without Boilate, even when it's flat. So if somebody's drawing a picture of a sun, if it's a half a sun, it's fine. But if it's a full sun, there's a question about Isra Asiyas Tzura, according to Shita Taisus, which is Gepasik in the Mechaber, that Tzura's Cham Levana could be even when it's not Boilet. And the Chayyur of Moshe Feinstein is a Shtikl Chiddush, because we have the Taisus in Yuma, and the Pais can bring it down. Pesesiv brings it, that Tzviya is even less than Shekas. If it's just coloring, or just painting, that's even a level even less than Shekas. And even those Tzuras that don't need Boilet, but if it's just paint ba'alma, that would be mutter. Upon him, Moshe Feinstein says it's also in such a case. It's also tali in the machlekes apaiskin that we mentioned earlier in the shach. It's of cotton hay. If tzuras chama means a sun, some learn the Ramah b'shem the pirush haMishnayis that it only means the symbols that the goyim had to symbolize the shlita of the sun, but it doesn't mean a tzura of the sun itself. Other Paiskim learn that the Rambam is just being mace of that also. So to draw a picture of the sun itself is really tali. And that Machalik is a Paiskim that's brought in the Shach, in Sifkot and Hay. Another interesting Shaila mentioned in Chuvas Mechas Yitzchak, Chelik Beis. Somebody had a business that he made stamps, engravement stamps. And there was someone who used to order, a guy who used to order from him stamps with pictures of their saints on it. And there was a question if he's allowed to make it. So he goes into several of the shitas here in the sugya of the Rishonim. There's a question of Tzuras Adam involved. He's making a Tzuras Adam. And then there's a question of making a Tzura that might be Nevad. He brings the Pischei Tshuva here in Kufman Aleph, Siftes, from Tveris L'Moshe, that's Mekel, B'Shem D'Ramban, that the Isser is only on Mechubadim. Just like the Mishnah has a chilek between Kalim, by Kalim that we find, the chilek between Mevuzim, Kalim that are Bakavadik, Kalim, or Kalim that are Mevuzim. He brings such a chilek B'Shem D'Ramban, that there's a chilek in the Asiyas Tzura between Kalim Mechubadim and Kalim Mevuzim. Mechas Yitzchak is very much Niskash on the Tveris L'Moshe, because if you look at the Ramban inside in Chidushim, Ramban says the Iker, this Chilik Benigeya, the Issa Drabonon of Cheshada, which we mentioned, Ramban says that Shar Tzuris, that the Torah didn't ask her, are also Drabonon because of Cheshada. In those, Ramban says, Mestaver, that the Issa of Cheshad is only on Mechubadim, then there's a Cheshad that he's making it for Avodah Zarah if he's doing it on a Kli Mechubit. In those that are also Mederaisa, there's no Chilik between Mechubadim and Mevuzim. Similar Pischei Tshuva and Sifkot Yud brings some Tshuvas Yaivitz, that there was somebody that wanted to print up a coin with a picture on it of a person, and it had the person's head and his body So the question is, it should be Isra Vasiyas, Asiyas Tzuris Adam, Asiyas Tzuris Adam. So first he brings to be mitzadid with the Rosh, the Mechaber Paskins, there's a Kula here from the Rosh that says the Isra of Tzuris Adam is only if you make Tzuris Shleima. The also be Tzuris Adam with Afka Tzuris Shleima. Of a Tzuris Rosh, a Guf, Belay Rosh, it says just make the head, just the face of a person without the Guf. It's not awesome. So this coin had the head and part of the Guf, but it didn't have the feet. So he said, maybe it's mutrals the Rosh. The Yavid says the Rosh doesn't mean to be makel so much. The Rosh doesn't mean you need the full body till the feet. He just means that you have the ikid, the musadam. And then he says the chilik of mevuzin and mechubadim, that maybe matbeya maybe is not a dov of mechubad. He says that's also, like we said, not a svara benegei tzuris adam, which is isa deraisa, means the rajba, that this chilik of mechubadim and mevuzin was not nemer benegei those tzuris that are also mederaisa. His memela, he says it should be also to make such a matbeya. Pischei Tshuva brings also a tshuva from Knesset Yecheskel, that there was a shul that had a picture of a son on the pareches, and somebody was ma'ar on it, that it's also to Rishama, and Pischei Tshuva brings that he's makel because of the svar we said before, because it's mini tzvi, it's just painted on, so even though Cham and Levana we paskin is also without boilet, but this is something that's just painted on, is even less than a shekeya. His mutter, he brings that svara from the paiskim. There's also a big shaili here in Rishayim. The Mordechai Rabbi Yosef brings, there were shuls that had tzuris in the front, different form of a lion or something else, other animals, and others wanted to aser it. They're also matir, because we don't hold like that mechilt, like the Shitas Tyson Yom, we hold char tzuris, a mutter. Even Tzuris Aryeh is only when you have Dalet Panim, only when you have all four Panim of them are covered together. The other Tzuris are all Mutter. The place can say it's not a good idea because it's Mevalbal, the Kavanas are Tefillah. It makes people maybe have other Machshavas, Peshas Tefillah. So even if there's no direct Isra, see it's Tzura, but it's not a good idea to have it for Makam Tefillah. Isra of Chashad, they say you don't have because the Gemara, Makam Rabim, Moram says they have Makam Rabim, there's no Chashad. But it's not a good idea because Mevalbal Kavanas HaTfila. By Ari itself, there's a Shach that brings a different Chumrah from the Bach, that even though the other ones of the Dal Panim are only also when you have all four, but Ari could be his Aser because of a different Cheshbon, because one of the Mazolas is shaped like an Ari, so it might be Aser as this a Mazolas, to such a Chumrah from the Bach. The next Gemara, the Gemara continues, with the Sefer, the Mishnah, of Shimon Gamliel Eimer, that Rav Shimon Gamliel made a chilek benigeya these kelim that the Mishnah says if you find with tzuris chama levono darkoin, you could assume that this keli was a nevad because these forms are usually nevad. Rav Shimon Gamliel's mechalek between mechubadim and mevuzim. It's only on kelim that are mechubadik a kelim. That's when you say it's a nevad. If it's a keli of bezoyin, then we say it's not a nevad. The Gemara has a shaila what the taitch of mechubadim and mevuzim is. The Gemara comes out, Tanya Kavose the Shmuel, Mechubadim shall Ashirim al Nizamim val Tabayis, Mevuzim shall Yoyus val Kumkosim val Mechami Mayim val Sabdinim val Metpoches. On the regular household Kalim that are for day to day use, the Gemara says that's called Mevuzim, that it's not Mestaber, it's for Avodah Zarah. And on the Kalim, on the fancy Kalim, Shirim and Nizamim, different jewelry, then you say it's meant for Avodah Zarah, but these tzuris. The Shaila brought in Rishonim, the Yishalmi. Yishalmi says on the Mishnah, Ma nan kayomen, imda v'borish in avodim afil mevuzim asurin. Yishalmi says, what is the Shimon Gamliel talking about? If we're talking about something that we know vade was nevad, then what did it help with mevuzim? Even if it's mevuzim, it's asur if it was nevad. Imda v'borish einim nevadim afil mechubadim utorim. If we know it wasn't nevad, then what does it help with mechubad? Ela shen kayomen bestam. Yishalmi says, we're talking about stam. So what does that mean? So the Ram brings two pshatim. First pshat is the Rajba. The Rajba explains it to mean tzuris that we know in general are nevad, that they're over this inyan, this type of form. On that, the Yishalmi is saying it makes no difference, mechubad or mevuza. Who cares? It's mevuza. It's still mestaber that it's there for Avodah Zarah. And tzuris that we know are not nevad, then even if it's mechubad, it's mestaber, it's not for Avodah Zarah. We're talking about stam tzuris that we don't know if the goyim are over it or not. So on that, with the siman is, if it's on a kli mechubid, then we say probably it's there for Avodah Zarah. If it's on a kli mevuzah, then we say probably it's not there for Avodah Zarah. In other words, the keli is a simon to us if the goyim in this place are into being oivid chama levano darkein. These things that we know that in many places they are oivid. So if we find it on a keli mechubed, we say that we see that the goyim in this place are oivid it because that's why it's on the keli mechubed. If we find it on a keli mevuzer, then we say that it's no right that the goyim in this place are oivid it because it's on a kli mevuzer. The Ran is chaylik on this pshat. And the Ran says, we're talking about even something that we know for sure the goyim in this place are oivid. Yishalmi means something else. Yishalmi means we don't know if this kli was nevad. Yishalmi is saying, if you know for sure that this kli was nevad, then even if it's a mavuzah, it's also, it makes no difference that it's a mavuzah. The ma'isa was nevad. The only time there's a difference between mechubad and mavuzah is when it's a stam kli. It means this kli, we don't know if this particular kli was nevad. So if it's mavuzah, we could assume that it wasn't nevad. If it's mechubad, we could assume it was nevad. But when we know that this kli itself was nevad, then even if it's mevuzah, it's going to be aser. But according to the Ran, there's no simon from the kli. That means something that we know is an avodah zarah. Something that we know is an avodah zarah is an avodah zarah either way. Something we don't know is an avodah zarah is not an avodah zarah. This kli is not being a simon to us if the goyim arrive at it. A major nafkamina between the Ran and the Rajba is if we have something that we know the goyim are oivid in this Medina, in this time and place, and you find it on a kli mevuzah. According to the Rajba, the whole point of kli mevuzah is just that when we find it on a kli mevuzah, we assume that the goyim in this place are not oivid it. But if we know that the goyim in this place are oivid it, even if it's on a kli mevuzah, it's also that goes into the Yishalmi, when it's double buried that it's nevad, even on a kli mevuzah, it's also. According to the Ran, it's not that way. Even if we know the goyim in this place are oivid it, but if it's not buried that they were oivid this particular kli, then when we find it on a kli mevuzah, we could say that this kli was not nevad. This machlekes becomes very negeil amaisa. The Beseisav brings from the Rajba that these days a lot of goyish kelim have a cross on them. The most shasi ve'erev, they have a cross on them. These kelim, if someone finds a keli with a cross on it, or it has a other dmus of avodah zarah, that keli is also to use. It's also about not. The chayyur that's totally in the Rajba and the Ran, because keli, the Gemara says, the regular kelim in the house are called mevuzim. The Rajba that's saying that it's also is only the shitasay. He holds that when we know something is a nevad, it makes no difference if it's mevuzah or mechubad. It's only things that we're not sure that they're oivid that tzura. That's where mechubad and mevuzah is a simon. But we know the chesi ve'erev they're oivid. So if you find it on a kli, that kli is also even if it's a kli mevuzah. Mishayisiv brings from Agoy Sashri that says that coins that have on it a chesi ve'erev that have a cross on it, like the minig is in many medinas, even today in some medinas in Europe, coins that have a cross on it. So it's a question of it should be asa b'hano. So Mishayisiv brings that Agoy Sashri. That since it's mevuzim, it's not a kli mechubad, it's not like jewelry or something, it's just a kli for day-to-day use, mevuzim. So it has the heter of mevuzim. Beseisiv speaks out that that's only according to the Ran. According to the Ran, that mevuzim is matir, even something that we know is served. But according to the Rajba, it says that kelim with shesi and erev are aser, so it doesn't make a difference that it's mevuzim, so you're not going to have this heter of matbeis. Other achrayim bchalal amachim on matbeis. The Pesach brings Chuvus Yaivitz. Some hold the matbei is not called mevuzah. Matbei is called a mechubad. That's a certain honorary way to put a tzura on a coin. Some are mechalik between a silver coin, a copper coin. It's a question in the poskim. But akaponim, this whole shaila of the coins is totally in the machlekes, the Ran and the Rajba. According to the Rajba, it doesn't help if it's mevuzah. L'maisa, we know that the shasi ve'erev is nevad. There's another time it comes up in the Paiskin, it says it brings already from Rishonim, that they wear a cross, a shasi ve'erev, on a necklace. The question is if that necklace is also b'ano. So here you're already talking about shirim and nizamim, these are talking about jewelry, it's kelim l'chubadim. So here l'chayra, it should be also b'ano. The Rishonim ha-metzad did a different svara to be makel, that they say that it's only l'noi ba'alma, it's just zikarim ba'alma, it's just to remind them of the avodah zarah, it's not something that they're oivid. They're not actually over there. They'll bow down to the cross and the tifla, but not to the one on the necklace. It's not something that they're over. It's just the Elazikarim Ba'alma as a reminder, or just there for noi. It's just there for it's like a decoration for them. That's a svar from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, a svar from the Mordechai. It's some Rishayim Ameiklam. In Haman, Shulchan Aruch, in Haggah and Sif Aleph, Paskins like this svar of the Mordechai, that those things that they wear on the necklace, Oysom Shetoylem B'tzavel Zikorin, the Mikra Tzalem Amutri. He says it's just for Zikorin Ba'alma, it's just a reminder to them of the Avodah Zarah. It's not something that they're Ovid. They're not Ovid the piece that's on the necklace. They're Ovid other chassis variants, but not the one that's on the necklace. So that one is not Nesabana. And Geir Ikim Achleikis, Duran and the Rajba. If something that we know is a symbol that they're Ovid, but it's on a Kli Mavuza, which is Nafkamina, Duran and the Rajba. So Mechaber brings 2 days about it. He says, Yesh Mishaimer, that it's also even on a Kli Mavuza, once we know it's Nevad. Yesh Mishaimer, that even something that we know is Nevad, is Mutter, on a Mavuza. And the Ramah is Machriya, Haminik is Svara Rishayna, the Minik is like the Svara that we're Mekel, that on a Mavuza is Mutter, even something that we know is Nevad. The Yesh Machmirim, Sama Machmir. He also says that even though the Mishnah lists off Chama, Ulvana, and Darkoin as 3 things that is Becheskas, that the Goyim are Ovid, these Tzuris, because Bezman Hazeh, only Chama and Ulvana is a problem, but Darkoin, Tzuris Darkoin, they're not Ovid anymore, so a person doesn't have to worry about Tzuris Darkoin. Tzuris Darkoin is Mutter. It's just an Isser to keep it around because of Chashad. Like we spoke before, that there's an issue of chashad according to the Shita, the Shach, and the Ramah, even on things that are not dark and lavoid, even the things that are not the derech to be over anymore, it's an issue to keep them around because of chashad. But if someone finds something with a tzuris darkin, or gets something with a tzuris darkin, and wants to be nether from it, or sell it, that's mutter because they're not over anymore. Just to keep it around, there's an issue of chashad. He also speaks out that the tzuris in the Gemara before, that the Gemara says it's awesome in the Raisa to make like Chamal, like Madar Elyon, Malachim, or Mazalis, or other things, that even though it's also Basi, it's also to make them, and it's also to keep them around because of Chashad, it's also Hanicham. But if somebody finds one and wants to pick it up and be Nana from it and sell it, it's Mutter, because the Mishnah only asks on a Moitse, Isra Na, on these 3 Tzuris, Chamal, Levano, Darkin, which is Becheskas Teroivid, or something else that we'll say that Bezman Hazeh is Becheskas Deroivit. But these tzuris, even though the Torah asked them, for whatever reason the Torah asked the Isra see his tzura, they're not Becheskas, the Nevad, it's not the Derech to be Oivit, these tzuris. So the Isra of Asiya, the Isra to make them, and the Isra to keep them around because of Chashad. But a Moitze, a Isra Moitze we don't have, if somebody finds it and wants to sell it off and be Nana from it, is Mutter, that's not Nichla on the Isra of Moitze. Kedai to say over also the Pesachei Tshuva, Kuf Mem Aleph, Sufkatan Zayin, that brings from the Sefer Yaris Dvash, the Droshes from Bienes and Eibeshitz, Shemazim Ho'oid, Shalilias, Pesachei Chabayis, Tzuro, Metzuya, Bekoisel, Ebeluach, Afalpida, the Menadin, and Isirak, Tzuro, Beletis. The Yaris Dvash speaks in the Drosha, that tzuris bring ruchas royas and mazikin to somebody's house, and therefore a person should be zayir ma'oid, even a tzur which is not biletes, he should not have any tzuris of chayis or other brias hanging in his house, even if it's not bilet. Another thing kedai to note, that even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins, not like the Shita of Mordechai, the char tzuris amuter, tzuris behemis chayis v'oifes amuter even bilet, and the Paiskim, we said, saying in a basic Knesset, it might not be a good idea because it's mevalbal kavanas atfilah. But the Birch Yosef and Shulchan Aruch brings that the Meisr Beit Yosef and Tshuva's Avkas Reichel, the Paskim that goes to Shainim, that it's also to put in the basic Knesset, Tzir of Aryeh, Ukayetze, of other Tzurus Chayes, Chen Hiskim Aram, Me Padova, Simon Samachay. And Birch Yosef is very strong about it, that a person should not be mispal in basic Knesset that has tzuris of chayis or behemis or other bries that are chakuk in the front of the basic Knesset. also kedai to mention, we spoke about the shitas of the Rishayim and Asiya. There are four shitas in Rishayim and what the Torah asked with Asiya. But according to all the shitas, when someone didn't make it, like the Gemara says, Acherim Asuloi, it's not Nichal on the Isra Asiya. It's only an Isra Drabonon of Cheshada, that people might be Cheshad him, that he's keeping it in his house for a Tzerech of being over it. However, there is a shita in Rishayim, which is brought in Tosfos Yuman and Dalid, and the Ran brings it down by us, that there are cases that the Isra of keeping the Tzura in your house, even if you did not do the Asiya, even a Cheirim Asuloi, is also Mideraisa. The shita of Tosfos and Yuma is that there's a special Rebu in the Pasuk, that by Shamoshim Shebemadra Elyon, Tzuris of Malachim, those tzurois, the Torah asked not only by Asiya, the Torah asked it even to be machzik in them, even to keep them. So that gives it a entirely different chaymer. The issue of keeping the tzura also would take away a lot of the kulas. Rabban says svaris, that's something that's not the derech to be oivid these days. There's no chashad on, because nobody's chayshirim, he's doing it for avodah zarah. He also says on, if it's on adavar mavuzah, on kelim mavuzim, there's no chashad, because nobody's chayshirim for avodah zarah, like we spoke before, shitas Ramban. But according to these Rishonim, you don't have any of those kulas, because it's an Isra deraisa, just like there's Isra asiya, has nothing to do with avodah zarah, there's an Isra being machzik them mebeisei. Marit and Tshuva and Chelik Beis, Yerideyasim and Lamed Hei, speaks Riches about this sheet of Rishonim. He is mitzadah that maybe the Rambam holds like that. He's also mistapik. If Adam, Tzuris Adam has that Chaymer, the Rishonim say it on Shamashim Shabamadra Elyain, Adam the Gemara's Medame, Lysasun Iti, making Tzelem Alekir, making a Tzur of Elokos, maybe that has a Shaychas at Shamashim Shabamadra Elyain. The Mailer Marit declares, if Adam also has this din, the Midiraisa, it's also to be machzik in it. Later on, he wants to say in the Tshuva that Adam has other kulas, the Lashon Rambam is mashma, that it's only if he's machzik, a tzuris Adam, derech kevad, he has a bekvius lenoi, but if he has it just for other purposes, it's not there to look at and have it there as a kvius. It doesn't go into the Isser Asiya or the Isser of being machzikit. The Merit himself says, Mehai Taima, you can be, it's mutter to be machzik, bebeisoi, or tzuris Adam that's made for mischak, like a doll, it's made for play reasons, because it's not there with a kvius of noi. Achreinim, Chaylik on the Merit, Chsam Sefer, others, that there's no such tanai in the Isser of Asiya, that it has to be with a kvius, with a certain type of kvius of noi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.